everyone, and welcome to Maya's Reviews, a book podcast and blog where I review all types of novels. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for another book review today. Before getting started, I did want to mention that first of all, I want to apologize for this episode being late. Usually, I try to post an episode on Saturday or Friday, but definitely not past Sunday, and it's already Tuesday that I'm recording this. We'll see if it's even out tonight. But I've had construction going on in my house. We're redoing my kitchen flooring, so there's a lot of banging. And I did not want to record and have that in the background the entire time. So thank you for your patience with that. And second, I announced it on my Twitter, but if you haven't seen, I've decided that I will be going to a new episode and new review every other week rather than every week, as I think I said last episode, that I feel putting out better content rather than more content, you know, like quality over quantity, is better to me. I'd rather put out my best than put out just a bunch of stuff to put it out. So we'll be going to that starting after this week. So Christmas weekend, there's not going to be an episode. And then the week after that, there will be. And then it'll be every other week from then on. And it'll still be Friday and Saturday. So a review on Friday, episode on Saturday. So we'll be going to that because, I just want to put out my best rather than just put out a bunch of reviews. So, thank you all for being so patient with that. I just feel like it is what works best for me. So thank you. And I think that's all I have for today for announcements, for schedules, stuff like that. So let's just get into this review. Today, I will be talking about Beckoning of the Gate by Benjamin J. Ryan. A huge thank you to Benjamin J. Ryan and Odyssey Books for providing me with a copy of this novel in exchange for an honest review. There are some book content warnings. Violence, death, sexual assault, harassment are all present in this novel. Please educate yourself on the potential content warnings for this novel before reading, as I may have missed some here. So, just be aware of that. You know, I am human. It's hard to remember everything that happens in the book and little mentions of things that I would normally put in a content warning. But I do try to write it down. I do try to keep track. So hopefully I've gotten majority of them covered. But as you know, as always, I can make a mistake and there could be something in there that is potentially triggering and upsetting. So please just keep that in mind before reading. And I just want to apologize beforehand because I know for a fact I will be pronouncing every single character and place and just everything in this review wrong, because I can spell it, because I can look at the book and look back and be like, yeah, I spelled that right. But pronouncing it is an entirely different thing, because this is a high fantasy. And as with any fantasy novel, and especially any high fantasy novel, you're going to have a lot of new words and new just everything. So it's very difficult to try and pronounce those right. So we'll see. We'll see if I can pronounce them. We'll try. But don't bash me if I don't, because I'm just like disclaimer right here. I'm going to pronounce some things wrong. And I'll be struggling a lot trying not to, but it'll happen. So let's get into these quick statistics, my ratings. Overall, I rated this novel 5 out of 5 stars. So everything from plot, setting, characters, writing, to memorability was 5 out of 5 stars. A beautifully written and magical tale, the first novel in the Valili... I, like I said, I can't even pronounce the series. Vaillian Threads series is a masterpiece full of adventure, danger, and high stakes. Unlike any fantasy novel I've read before, Beckoning of the Gate was a fantastically thrilling and compelling journey that left me yearning for more. Already 10 seconds in to the review, and I've already pronounced the series wrong, so here we go. Beckoning of the Gate was published by Odyssey Books on October 7th, 2021, and it is 430 pages long and the first novel in the Vaillian Threads series. I don't know how many parts there are going to be in the series, but hopefully a lot more because I love this book and it's one of my favorite books. And just some a quick description, its genre, whatever you want to call it. It is a fiction, adult or young adult, fantasy, dark fantasy, high fantasy, adventure novel. It's a lot of fantasy, very, very much completely separate from our world. And its book description from Goodreads, as always. Let's see if I can pronounce anything of this right. The only life Santa Lethagen has ever known has become her prison. Vicious gossip is everywhere. Whispers of a scandal have turned to accusations of murder, and fingers are pointing her way. Feeling powerless and alone, she yearns for escape. When Santa stumbles upon a small rusted key in the forest near her home, it seems her silent pleas have been answered. Awakened by her touch, the key demands to be heard, and she's not the only one to heed its call. Thrust into a world only glimpsed in the stories of her childhood, of fairies and princes and eldritch magic, Santa sets out to unlock its secrets, but uncovering the truth has its own perils, and as the key's influence grows, she will be left with a choice, survival or sacrifice. But will it truly be hers to make? All the while, in the north, something ancient stirs, a great power that could unravel the very threads of existence. I just wanted to apologize formally to the author, Benjamin Ryan. If you're listening to this by any chance, I'm so sorry. I have butchered every single word thus far, so it's only going to get worse from here. So I deeply apologize if you happen to be listening. And for those of you who are not Benjamin Ryan, who are listening, I still apologize because this is rough. And this isn't the first book I've done this with. Every single fantasy or sci-fi novel, I struggle so hard. But you know what? It's fine. So, on to the characters. The characters within this novel's pages are rich and full of life. Santa Lethagen, a young woman from a small farm town called Silver Valley in the highlands of southern Saratora, one of the Four Kingdoms. Santa is going through a rough time in her small town with rumors of murder surrounding her. Nevertheless, she continues to take care of her goats while staying at her friend Dandan's school. At first, Santa is presented as a simple yet headstrong young lady with nothing but a simple life. However, when she discovers a mysterious key in the forest, all Santa has known is turned upside down. The key chooses her for a purpose, one which Santa must discover. What Santa doesn't expect is the interest of whites, I think is how you pronounce it. Hold on, real quick. Let me look this up because Benjamin Ryan so nicely put a glossary in the back of the novel, and I have the ebook, but you know, he put it there, and I'm still butchering everything. So, let me find that real quick so I'm not butchering every single word because I know whites was back there, and I think I'm saying it right, but I just want to make sure because I'll feel super, super bad if he's like, yo, I literally put something back there so you would know how to pronounce it, and I'm still butchering it. Yeah, whites. I'm pronouncing it white. you know, we try, and I just said right, wrong. I can't speak today. I'm recording at 5 p.m., and I usually record in the morning, because nighttime me, this isn't even nighttime, just afternoon me is, like, delirious. Yeah, whites, pronounced white, as in, like, the color. Also known as fae or fairy, so. Oh, fairy. I can't pronounce things, you know what? Here we go, back to the review. Anyways, what Santha doesn't expect is the interest of whites or fae in the key. I admired the evolution of Santha over time. So once she knows her presence draws whites and endangers her town, she decides to leave and discover the purpose of the key. Danden, however, refuses to let her leave town until she has a basic understanding of survival and whites, fae, whatever you want to call them. You know, like, it's probably not the best idea to go wandering out into the woods not knowing anything, because she is much older than the people who Danden usually teaches, and yet she is in these classes and refuses to pay attention, and so finally she actually needs to learn, she actively needs to use this knowledge that Danden has been trying to teach her, and so she really picks up the pace and tries to learn. And, you know, this knowledge does not come to her right away. Instead, she must work for it. And so she's a realistic yet strong protagonist who's also likable and not selfish. Like, she is the most selfless person. And I really admire her for that. And I've already mentioned Danden DeAvery, I think is how you say his last name, Silver Valley's teacher of all things fae, but there are other amazing and fascinating characters that make this story unique. Throughout Santha's journey, she goes in and out of contact with Herodias Moreau. It's like, it's spelled M-O-U-R-E-A-U-X, and it's probably pronounced how you pronounce, like, French names, but I can't pronounce French names anyways, so, Erod, a bold and foolhardy young man who becomes obsessed with her and she him. Besides Erod, I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing his name wrong, and I feel really bad because he's an amazing character who is perfect for Santha, so I apologize to the fictional characters as well, I guess. But Santha is accompanied by a magical dog, and it's not really a dog, but by the name of, I'm gonna pronounce this so wrong, it's spelled B-I-A-H-N-D, and I, see, while reading this, I pronounce it in my head as Bianad, which I know is wrong. We're just gonna call the dog, who I love, Bia, because, I don't want to butcher their name. So, but, you know, sassy and adorable, Bia is the companion anyone on the run would wish for. She really, really comes in handy and is able to communicate with Santha via their minds, and really helps Santha along and guides her. And is kind of not a motherly figure and not a fatherly figure either, but some kind of authority in her life while she's just in the wilderness, which is really important for her, so. And the whites, or fae, in this novel are spectacularly created and magical. The challenges they present to Santha add grit and struggle to the story, so they are just amazing. All the characters in here are so just, are very fleshed out, and they feel real, and they evolve over time, and they're not perfect, and they are really just amazing characters. Onto the writing and setting. So, Ryan does a great job of describing everything perfectly with an atmosphere of magic and darkness. The world is so full of depth and history, which the author is fantastic at conveying to the reader. In this world, there are four kingdoms, two of which are Sarator and Kalig, I think. Whites have been around for as long as Santha can remember, but have kept to the shadows for so long that many people regard them as fantasy. So here's a quote from the novel. Like the two main societies of Fae, the two temperaments, Seelie and Unseelie, The former were considered to be benevolent in nature, the latter less so, and with an insatiable hatred towards humanity. So, the Fae follow, and this that was the end of the quote. I guess I should say end quote after to be fancy and correct, but that was the end of the quote. The Fae follow the orders of the most powerful whites, and it's so, like, the entire story is just so rich with colorful and mystical places, characters, atmosphere, and history. And it makes the story really, really come alive and make you feel like you're on this trip with Santa, which is terrifying and fun at the same time. And I really was able to not relate to their struggles, but I was really able to feel for Santa's struggles while she was journeying through the woods, trying to discover what this key holds within it. So, the world building really made this book come to life. And the plot. So, as I mentioned earlier, Santa discovers a mysterious key that is essentially a beacon to all whites. So, for what? No one knows. Not even the whites. This is what Santa must discover. The purpose of the key and why it has chosen her as a keeper. Santa undergoes multiple trials during which she grows as a person. Through loss, chaos, and destruction, she must learn her true destiny while protecting those around her. Beckoning of the Gate was entertaining and fast-paced, with nothing unnecessary throughout. I loved every chapter and page, for each added more to a story I could not wait to discover the bittersweet ending to. Overall, I love the feeling of adventure that Beckoning of the Gate gave me as I read of Santa's journey to save her world and friends. Unique and mesmerizing, I could not put this book down and loved every moment. And that is the end of my review of Beckoning of the Gate by Benjamin J. Ryan. I hope you enjoyed it and my horrible pronunciations. And if you did, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. You can also find... Why did I sound like I was going to cry? You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading!